Well, the two headlines coming out of the White House today will be the president's new plan for establishing some serious regulation and enforcement on the financial area of the economy and, in fact, the biggest businesses in America. The excuse that we're currently suffering from, they're too big to fail, will not be allowed to happen again. The other story is that the president is going to issue either an executive order, which makes it permanent law, or else a memorandum, which means that the law is only changed for as long as Obama's in office, to give full federal marriage benefits to all gay couples that are federal employees. If you are engaged to or involved with a person who works for the federal government, theoretically now you will have all of the normal benefits, including health care and various other elements. A major step forward, one that takes a little of the heat off the president, who's been getting a lot of criticism for not acting rapidly to change the don't ask, don't tell policy in the military. Guess which one of those two stories will be the headline tonight on Fox News. Another failure for the Endeavor launch, and it turns out that the problems are not with the space shuttle. The problems are with the 40-year-old hardware that's used to launch them. Hydrogen leaks are the cause. They had it on the Discovery. Now they've had two leaks on the Endeavor launch. The Endeavor now not expected to go until at minimally the middle of July, probably the end thereof. Well, the House did its job. They passed that supplemental $108 billion to pay for our wars in Afghanistan and Iraq until the end of September, 226 to 202. Close vote caused by the Republicans, who don't want to have the International Monetary Fund get some money that was included and amended into the bill, and the anti-war Democrats, who simply say, no, we're not going to vote for any more military spending until we get some notices of withdrawal. And leading that pack, Dennis Kucinich, of course, of Ohio, and the locals, Barbara Lee from Berkeley, and of course, Maxine Waters from Los Angeles, voting against the supplemental spending for the military. The Iran supreme leader, Mr. Khamenei, is apparently behind any election rigging that went on in this situation. Still some question as to whether or not the election may have been legitimate, in that the party of President Ahmadinejad dominated in many of the rural districts that he had spent a lot of time campaigning in. The demonstrations and the liberal movement is focused primarily in Tehran and other cities. We'll see. Meanwhile, the rumor is that there are a number of other so-called moderate members of the ruling class, because that's everybody playing in this game, is the same old gang. A fellow named Rafsanjani and a couple of his cohorts reportedly hold up in the city of Qom and planning to replace the supreme leader, Mr. Khamenei, with their own brand of less confrontational politics, perhaps. Either way, the prospect for really Byzantine politicking behind the scenes of the continuing demonstrations do get to be strange over there, as long as it stays relatively nonviolent. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on KVMR Nevada City. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.